96.9 KNZA, Johnny Kane back with you. Joining me now is the head coach of the Valley Falls boys, Caleb Gatzmeyer. And last season, Valley Falls, a great year, 17-5 overall, really finished second in the league and split with the league champion Pleasant Ridge. So overall, you could say that Valley Falls is right there at the top of the league and expect to be the same this year with pretty much everybody back. So coach, we'll start there. Just overall, you got almost everybody back. How has things gone so far?
Yeah, things are going good. You know, the gym is full of energy and effort. You know, I've been harping on the guys that, you know, our talk needs to be a little bit better. But, you know, we did lose some guys that were senior guys who were leaders who, you know, at times I couldn't get them to shut up. I mean, they just had that kind of leadership mentality. So, you know, we're working on things like that, being more vocal leaders. But, you know, hands down, I'm very impressed with the effort and the athleticism of this group. And, you know, we're at the point of the season where we're just excited to, you know, play somebody else and get rocking and rolling on Friday against Oskaloosa.
And you look at a couple of the guys you do bring back. One of those is your son, Avery Gatzmeyer. He's expected to be one of the top players throughout the entire state. He also brings back Dylan Cervantes there at the backcourt with him, and he was the quarterback for the football team this year that was pretty successful. Starting with those two guys especially, what are your expectations for them here at the beginning of the season?
You know, those two guys, hands down, I feel like should be, you know, two of the top guards in the league. You know, Avery's got a ton of experience. You know, playing varsity minutes. He's been playing varsity since he was a freshman. He's had some, you know, high success the last couple years. And, you know, I expect him to shoot the ball at a high rate. And he's physically matured to the point where he's going to create some mismatches just because he's hard to guard. We can throw him in the post and he can out-muscle, you know, guys in there and stuff like that. And, you know, Dylan is a guy that I, in the coaching world, we refer to as just a plain out dog. You know, he's going to go get you whatever you need. He's rough. He's tough. And, you know, he came on at the end of last year and had a big game in the sub-state championship against Riverside. And, you know, to the point probably where they didn't even see him coming. And, you know, he's carried that on, through the summer, and he's, you know, playing at a high rate early in the season. And I'm excited to see the potential of those two playing it out in the backcourt.
So then what are your expectations for this group overall this season with the guys you bring back, and especially, like you mentioned, coming off a state tournament berth last year? Realistically, what are your expectations now heading into this 2021-22 season?
You know, I feel like at our point in our program with the experience that we have of guys, the mindset should be exactly what it was last year. We knew we were going to have a great year last year just because of all the work the guys have put in, the nucleus that we had. And I don't feel like we should drop off. That's my message to the guys. You know, I tell them that there's going to be a target. There's going to be a target on your back just because of the success you had last year. And, you know, I expect big things from this group. You know, we round out. We've got a big senior class. That are guys that, you know, I've coached them since, you know, they were, you know, third, fourth grade. And, you know, they understand what's expected of them. You know, we've got some new additions that, you know, got to the program in junior high, but they know what's expected of them too. Brendan Miller, taking over at point guard duties for us this year, is a kid that his quickness level's off the charts. I think teams are going to have a hard time keeping him in front of them. You know, Trenton is a three-year starter for us, and he's going to play, you know, big minutes on the inside, and I think he's probably going to be one of the better defensive rebounders in the league. And, you know, new guy to the rotation, Zach Evans, who played a lot as a freshman. He's just a sophomore, but his athleticism is off the charts. He's going to be an eye-opener for, you know, a lot of teams in the league just because he's such a versatile player. So I'm excited because the seniors that come in off the bench, you know, we got size and Spencer Duramaggi. We've got athleticism and Carson Clark. We've got, a couple shooters, you know, Logan Martins. You know, so you know, this group can be as deep as last year's team. And I'm hoping we get to that point. I'm just excited to get them going.
two league games here to start the year as well. You'll have Oskaloosa and Horton, meeting with Oskaloosa on Friday, Horton on Tuesday. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck in those two games to begin the year. I can't wait to see what your guys can do here in this season. But thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the season.
All right, I appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you. And again, that's Caleb Gatzmeier, the head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by the Country Harvest Apple Market and Heinen Repair on FM 103.9 KNZA.